Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, February 6th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. The Wyoming Department of Health announced a Fremont County child has died from influenza. Nationwide, there have been 52 pediatric deaths reported during this flu season. This is the first in the state. Wyoming saw a spike of flu cases over the holidays. While the infection rate has declined, the virus is still locally circulating in all parts of the state. The department recommends getting an updated flu shot every year. The agency also recommends those with symptoms to stay home from work, daycare, and errands, and to cover your mouth when sneezing and wash your hands. A new commission at the University of Wyoming is crafting guidelines for using artificial intelligence on campus. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports.
The commission will outline opportunities for research and for private or government partnerships. It will also recommend guardrails for ethically using AI in the classroom for both students and teachers. School of Computing Associate Director Jeff Hammerlink will helm the effort.
This is really becoming a big part of higher education now. We can't just ignore it, right? And we need to be able to deal with it, both, you know, taking advantage of opportunities, but also responding to potential negative impacts.
The commission is not UW's first foray into the world of artificial intelligence. The university is already pulling in millions in grant money and doling out funds for AI research projects. It's even using AI to make its student recruitment efforts more efficient. The commission's first report is due in June. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
Two specialty tribal license plates are getting discontinued due to low sales. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more.
The Wyoming Department of Transportation won't be making any more specialty tribal license plates, which feature the names and seals of the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes, and support scholarships for Indigenous students. YDOT didn't sell 500 sets of the two designs by the end of last year, so it's required to stop production. The remaining plates are available on a first-come, first-served basis. There's about 200 left, including ones for motorcycles. The designs are available to anyone, regardless of whether they're a tribal member. People can apply for the leftover plates by filling out an application and mailing it to the YDOT office in Cheyenne. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Three Wyoming women will be competing in the Winter Olympics that kick off this weekend. First up is Breezy Johnson in the women's downhill on Sunday. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has this quick profile.
Johnson's no stranger to the Winter Games. She was born in Jackson and started skiing on Teton Pass when she was three. She made her Olympic debut in 2018 in South Korea at 22. Johnson was set to race again in Beijing at the next Olympics, but she tore her right knee while training in Italy a month before the big games. Now she's going back to the same slopes where her career got derailed. But this time, she's back with a downhill world championship under her belt.
Johnson races for Team USA in the Alpine Skiing Downhill on Sunday. You can stream it live at 3:30 a.m. Mountain Time on NBCOlympics.com or catch her primetime at 8:45 p.m. on NBC. Much of the U.S. was just blanketed in snow and ice, but in the West, states like Nevada are seeing unusually warm temperatures this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Mallory Shaw has more on why it is.
A new report by Climate Central finds that since 1970, Reno has experienced at least two more extremely warm days in the winter season on average. Caitlin Trudeau, a senior research associate at Climate Central, explains why this matters.
All you need really is a single day of extreme warming in the winter to cause all kinds of cascading impacts that really matter, especially to the Mountain West.
Water management issues, dying crops, elongated allergy seasons, and potential cooling costs are other effects Trudeau noted. Despite the report, cold extremes are still felt across the country. Trudeau emphasizes that the perceived discrepancy is actually the difference between weather and climate. Mallory Shaw, KUNR News.
The trend in extreme winter highs is not consistent across the region due to factors like elevation and local geography. For example, there was no change in Casper, while Cheyenne saw two more extremely warm days on average. The Wyoming State Treasurer's Office is holding some $350 million in unclaimed property. These properties actually belong to Wyomingites and others. It's usually money, but can also be stocks, mutual fund shares, forgotten bank accounts, utility deposits, or the contents of abandoned safe deposit boxes. Some are worth only pennies, but last year, three were over $1 million. To find out if any of these unclaimed properties are yours and make a claim, visit mycash.wyo.gov. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. The Seed Library at the Laramie County Library is celebrating 10 years of sharing seeds with the community. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports when it started, it was already a little different from other seed libraries. Though it shared the mission of providing free seeds that would grow well locally, it didn't want people to have to bring seeds back at the end of the season. So they work with the Laramie County Master Gardeners to buy or harvest seeds in bulk. They also provide programming geared at giving would-be growers the best shot at success. With just about a week to go before Valentine's Day, Wyomingites have an uphill battle to deal with. According to luxury travel advisors, the Resorts Collection, Wyoming is the second least romantic state in the country. They looked at TripAdvisor comments to see how often the word romantic had been used for hotels, restaurants, landmarks, nature, and parks in each U.S. state. Wyoming had only 595 romantic mentions per 100,000 comments. But according to social casino website McLuck, Wyoming is in the top 10 looking for love. The state is ninth most interested in love, with 125 monthly Google searches for certain love and first date adjacent keywords per 100,000 people. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. When did the Wyoming legislature hold its first budget session? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, where in Wyoming are the northernmost headwaters of the Upper Colorado River Basin? The Upper Green River in western Wyoming is considered to be the northernmost headwaters of the broader Upper Colorado River Basin. Congratulations to Roberta Hunt, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy another nice weekend and join me again on Monday.